Baseball fans know that the success or failure of a team depends upon the skill of its manager. The eminence of an orchestra is sometimes assessed in a sporting metaphor, and classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says the Cleveland Orchestra is at the top of the league standings again because the right man is swinging the baton at home podium.
For over a decade after the death of conductor George Zell, the Cleveland Orchestra fell on dark days. But when Christoph von Dohnányi took over its musical direction 6 seasons ago, he immediately began to restore Cleveland to its preeminent position among American orchestras. Of course, it's pointless to play the game of ranking orchestras, but I know that right now the Cleveland is the one I'd go furthest out of my way to hear. You can hear why on 2 of their recent recordings. One is an album on Telarc that couples Mendelssohn's last and best symphony, The Scottish, with his seldom-heard but thematically related dramatic cantata, Die Erste Walpurgisnacht. The other, on London, includes Schumann's first and second symphonies. The clarity and elegance of the playing, the balanced textures, the right-on-target tempo decisions, the dancing lilt and lift are instantly audible. So many conductors choose perfectly acceptable tempos, then cram the music into rhythmic straitjackets. But the unforced rhythmic flow of Dohnányi's phrasing lets the music breathe at every speed. He's not a conductor who imposes a quirky or even particularly personal stamp on what he plays, but his key opens the door to a mansion where style and content live in perfect harmony. The surprise among these discs is Die Erste Walpurgisnacht, Mendelssohn's setting of Goethe's revisionist ballad about how the Druids were so oppressed by the early Christians they had to scare them off with devil masks in order to continue practicing their pure and sincere nature worship. Walpurgisnacht is April 30th, May Day Eve, usually thought of as a kind of witch's Sabbath. Mendelssohn worked on this cantata over a period of 13 years. It's one of his least performed but most attractive scores. The recording, with 4 outstanding vocal soloists, makes the work itself seem like a fresh new addition to the repertory. Here's Finnish baritone Tom Krause as the Druid high priest arming his guards with stakes and pitchforks, flames and rattling sticks, to scare diesen dumpfen Pfaffenchristen, these dim-witted Christians.
Kommt, kommt, kommt mit Hacken und mit Kappen und mit Hut und Knabberstöcken, denn wie ein echter Weiler durch die engen Felsenstrecken. Kommt, 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 kommt mit Hacken und mit Kappen und mit Hut und Knabberstöcken, denn wie ein echter Weiler.
The Schumann symphonies were always a staple of the Cleveland Orchestra under Zell, but I never found much heart in their old recordings. Dohnányi, however, makes the orchestra sing with romantic longing and leap with nervous fire. With both Telarc and London offering superior digital sound, and the performances so sympathetic, these discs have a rare distinction among new recordings, the highest tech combined with the most genuine, old-fashioned understanding.